Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Brower Show with your hosts, Ted and Austin Brower, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Ted Brower, and we are so glad you are with us today. And Austin, how are you doing today?
Doing great, man. It's a wonderful day. Looks like it hopefully will rain today and wash out some of the pollen down here in Sunshine, Florida. Other than that, it's awesome.
We definitely have got a whole bunch of pollen going on right now. I guess everything thinks it's springtime already, Oz.
Yeah, it does. That's what some rain would definitely help us out right now. But we'll see what happens this afternoon.
Okay, well, let's go and get started on the news. I had a busy weekend this weekend on the shows. I was tied up on the shows with your mom last night, and we were tied up again last night with Dave Hodges. And so it's been an exciting weekend for me. It really has been. I really, really enjoyed it. So I've had a blast with all of it. And so I'm a little bit fatigued today, but I'm still doing pretty good. Let's start on your first story, Oz.
Yeah, the first one I have on here, the GMA, which is the Grocery Manufacturers Association now, they have been found guilty in an $11 million cover-up in the GMO labeling fight up in Washington. The decision was made public late Friday. A Thurston County Superior Court judge ruled that the Grocery Manufacturers Association violated Washington campaign finance disclosure laws by shielding the identities of major corporate donors' funding efforts to defeat a food labeling initiative in Washington. And if you guys remember what was going on with that, with Initiative 522, it was all about, again, GMO labeling. We wanted to know what's on our food. We want to know what we're eating. It's not that hard of a concept, guys. All we want to know is what's in our food. That's why I'm so happy that a lot of these companies are doing it voluntarily now, because they'll never be able to stop it from being voluntary. If companies choose to do it on their own accord, they can't stop that, because all you're doing, you can't make a law to say you can't list what's in your food. And that's what they're doing. They're making, you know, GMO-free labeling, the Project GMO, which is awesome. What happened was the Grocery Manufacturers Association, who's completely and totally corrupt, they raised $14 million from its members in solicitations for defense of brands account, which was to defend and stop this Initiative 522. And what happened was PepsiCo, for example, contributed almost $3 million to this fund. Nestle and Coca-Cola spent almost $2 million each. And then what happened was Grocery Manufacturers Association then donated $11 million of the $14 million from the corporations to the No on 52 in an effort to shield individual companies from required disclosure. The money was listed as coming directly from GMA, not the actual donors such as Pepsi, Nestle, and Coke, which is a direct violation of the law that they had up there. And so they went on to say the court determined that there remains a factual dispute whether GMA's violation of the law was intentional. It did not determine what penalty will be imposed at this point in the proceedings. The case will continue to trial on the disputed facts. And if you guys want to know who pumped in the money to these guys, the top 10 of them are listed here. And this pretty much, you can be rest assured, any company that is currently funding anyone to prevent GMO labeling is using a slew of GMO foods in all of their production. If they didn't, they wouldn't be spending millions of dollars to prevent it. Number one on the list was PepsiCo, which you know that. They use aborted fetal tissue cells in some of the artificial flavors in their Pepsi. If you didn't know that, look it up. They use some raunchy stuff. Next one was Nestle. Third one was Coca-Cola, General Mills, ConAgra, Campbell Soup, the Hershey Company, J.M. Smucker, who I was very disappointed in, Kellogg's, and Land O'Lakes. So this right here pretty much, and this is why they didn't want this list disclosed. This is why they shielded the donors, because they wanted to make it look like the GMA was the one who donated all this funds to stop the Bill 52, and it wasn't. These guys pumped in $14 million to prevent it. So it just shows you again how far the corruption is going with the GMO labeling food, and why it's so important for us to find out what's in our food, what we're eating every day, and this exactly goes to show you why.
You know, Austin, I'm never surprised any longer when I hear that these companies are doing stuff like this, because it's all about the big business and the profits to the banks that own these companies and their shares and their investment houses. And it's sad to me that the United States population simply doesn't know. I remember years ago, they were listing that their products with dairy did not contain bovine growth hormone, and they actually passed a law to prevent them from listing that they did not contain bovine growth hormone. So they were actually trying to tell you about the Monsanto bovine growth hormone. They weren't using it, and a law was passed to prevent that. Now, whether that law has been retracted or not, I don't know. But to say that they'll not pass a law stating that they cannot say that they're not GMO, they could pass a law to do anything. If these idiots in Congress who like to, you know, be pedophiles of little boys, if they're blackmailed enough, they'll sign anything on any of this. We've already seen all of that.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part about it is, I mean, let's look at what happened on Friday night, you know, with the Trump rally. It was a major, major disaster. I was right in the middle of the Hagman show and all of this mess started up there with Chicago. And then one of the Trump supporters, when he was leaving later, apparently he went to a bar wearing his Trump shirt and he was shot 3 times and killed. And the sad part about all of this, it didn't occur at the rally, but it may have been precipitated because he was wearing a Trump shirt. But also remember, Chicago was one of the most dangerous cities in the world,
yep,
along with Los Angeles. I mean, the murder rate in Chicago on black-on-black crimes is ridiculously high. And now George Soros has been shown to be behind the riots and the protests in Chicago, just like he spent tens of million dollars in Ferguson. And what they do, they actually pay these people to go in and riot and to protest, and that way they can make national news with it. This is one of George Soros, who's one of the largest globalists in the world, of course, who basically works for the Rothschild banking cartel. This is what he wants to do. The guy's got to be like 85, 90 years old. He's older than dirt. I can't even believe he's still running around. But, of course, I'm sure he's using human fetal cell technology injections, and who knows what else these weirdos do. But the sad part, have you ever noticed also some of these guys that are really bad, like Kissinger and Soros, they just never seem to die. They just go on and on and on. So they're doing something. You know, as far as age rejuvenation, we talked about a little bit of that last night on Dave Hodges' show on some of the techniques the Russians are now doing as far as regenerating organs inside of the body using the proper frequency. I mean, amazing things that the Russians are doing as far as genetic research, and, you know, without having to use the fetal tissue cells from babies. And so it's been an interesting weekend for me. What's also interesting, I was looking at News with Views, and they just posted an article. You guys need to look this up after the show. And I'm sorry, it's before it's news. And the name of the article is a good article. It's called "Former Clinton Hitman Confesses to Murdering People for Money." Now, what's interesting about this, they list all the Clinton's body counts. There's like over 100 of them listed here, of all the people that mysteriously died who were working or around Bill and Hillary Clinton. It starts off with number one, James McDougal. We've all heard of him. It was the Clinton's convicted Whitewater partner who died of an apparent heart attack while in solitary confinement. He was a key witness in the Ken Starr investigation. Then again, number two was Mary Mahoney, a former White House intern, was murdered in 1977 at Starbucks coffee shop in Georgetown. The murder happened just after she was to go public with her story of sexual harassment by Bill Clinton in the White House. Of course, everybody knows Vince Foster, the former White House counselor and colleague of Hillary Clinton at Little Rock's Rose Firm, died of a gunshot wound to the head, found him laying in a field, completely perpendicular, laid there, ruled a suicide. Ron Brown, his plane was crashed along with all the other people on it, all died. This goes on and on and on and on and on. And then what's interesting, it gets to the following person had information on the Ives-Henry case, and they all were shot and mutilated and found cut up into pieces and killed. And then the following Clinton bodyguards are dead. And they list a whole bunch of bodyguards that got killed. And then miscellaneous and near misses and all these people whom were almost killed. I mean, it's unreal how many people are on this list and the dead bodies that just follow Bill and Clinton around, because what they don't want to do is have witnesses. And people say, well, are you guys concerned? Well, not really about this, because they don't care what I say or what Hodges says or what Hagman says, because we're not material witnesses to the crimes. We're not there watching. We can't testify against them in a court of law. We would be any information that we would give out would be ruled as hearsay and inadmissible. But when they have material witnesses to this behavior and what they do, they don't want material witnesses. I know what happened with Waco. They had several of the guards that were working with the Secret Service. They were actually put on a detail with Waco, and they were allowed to go into the buildings, and they were shot in the back by their own men. This happened back in the 90s, Austin, and they got rid of them that way. So yep. It's some crazy stuff that these guys do, and these are some really, 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 really bad people. And it's really kind of sad that this has been going on now for gosh, over 30 years with these guys, and neither one of them have ever gone to jail. Here's another interesting article that I pulled up. Artificial sweeteners actually alter gut bacteria and cause metabolic dysfunction, leading to obesity and diabetes. This is by S.D. Wells from Natural News. To be able to explain this research, it is best to get a few things out in the open for all the global community of the health enthusiasts. Appreciate the artificial conversation of artificial sweeteners is awful. And so what it's saying here, specific artificial sweeteners were found to alter gut's microbial community in humans and mice. And this multi-pronged study tells that a zero-calorie fake sugar consumption sets in a motion of metabolic changes associated with diabetes and obesity. Now, that's amazing to me because, of course, we've known that for years and years and years. But think about this. When you put the thing that's called Splenda into your body, that's a chlorinated hydrocarbon. That's a pesticide. That's what it is. I mean, you might as well just call it what it is. It's a pesticide. And so when you're ingesting pesticides that are chlorinated hydrocarbons, when it gets inside of the gut bacteria, it's like drinking chlorine, for heaven's sakes, or chlordane powder, which is extremely poisonous too. And you ingest it, it's going to start killing all the intestinal flora and everything inside of the gut also, because that's what chlorine does. It kills bacteria. So again, guys, stay away from these artificial sweeteners. Stay away from all of these chemicals in your body. Just stay away from it. Your next story, Oz.
Yeah, and to add on to that, I have another article here too now from ABC, who's just come out with a new report. Finally, the mainstream media, this is the first time in history that I've found a mainstream media report that actually goes over the dangers of sucralose and Splenda. And another thing, guys, too, that you have to think of, with the GMO foods you're eating, you already have an issue with, you know, the gluten intolerance from the glyphosate and everything else. Now, if you're adding in any type of Splenda on top of there, I know I did that article a while back ago, and I think one dose of Splenda, even a small amount, as Dad was just saying, completely alters gut microbial, which what does is it ruins the probiotics, the natural probiotics in your intestinal tract. So if you've been using this stuff, even if you stop taking it, it's really important you get on a really, really strong probiotic, like the probiotic 100 billion we have. It's called the ProbioMax 100 billion. It's pretty much one of the strongest, most effective probiotics there is on the market. We have a lot of people that use it after they've taken antibiotics to get their probiotics back in their system. But that's a very, very important compound to take if you've been using Splenda regularly and you're coming off of it. This one now from ABC, as we've talked about this numerous times, but finally now they're coming out and saying the artificial sweetener sucralose, which is in the yellow packets of Splenda, is being directly linked to leukemia, according to a study published by the International Journal of Occupational and Environmental Health. They go on here to say Nutritional Watchdog Group, also Center for Science and the Public Interest, is now formally recommending that consumers avoid sucralose. And sucralose, again, is the main sweetener that Splenda, that's the brand name of Splenda, the actual ingredient is sucralose. What's so funny, though, is this the group for the Center for Science and Public Interest, not that long ago, this is the same company that listed sucralose as a completely safe alternative to sugar prior to new research findings. And now they've completely backpedaled this, and they're saying that we're now recommending consumers avoid sucralose. The problem is now that it's been allowed by the FDA to enter the population of food. It's in over 4,500 different products now. And this is what I talked about on the show on Friday. It's in pre-workouts, it's in sports drinks, it's in Gatorade, it's in everything. There is pretty much, if there's anything that has a sweetener in it, there's an option now that has sucralose in it. And that's the problem, is it's just gotten ingrained in everybody's vocabulary. This is a normal sweetener. It's not. They're directly linking it to leukemia now. And they said that the sucralose study, this one was actually funded without any special interest, unlike the majority of case studies for food additives. For most food additives, the safe studies are conducted by the manufacturer, who has financial incentives, what we've discussed recently. They pay to have the study show what they want to have shown. We've already caught Monsanto in this numerous times with glyphosate and GMO tests. And they go on to hear Lisa Lefferts, who's a senior scientist who reported on this, who said, even if you don't splurge on Splenda, you could still potentially see serious adverse effects. When something causes cancer at high doses, it generally causes cancer at low doses. The risks are just a little bit smaller. So this is interesting, guys. Again, we can keep telling you repeatedly to stay away from Splenda at all costs, But now this is your proof. Here's the mainstream media. ABC is coming out now and saying Splenda is directly linked to leukemia. It doesn't get any more clear-cut than that, I don't think.
Well, you remember years ago, Austin, we went to that the bodybuilding contest over in Orlando. And I remember we tried to find a protein bar that was clean that didn't contain either aspartame or Splenda, and it did not exist. Then we tried to find protein powders that did not contain aspartame or Splenda, and they did not exist. And here are these guys working out, trying to stay in shape, trying to look good, and all of a sudden every single product that they're taking and putting into their bodies contain either aspartame or Splenda, both of them known to cause cancer. And the sad part about this is that, you know, that the vast majority of these athletes who train and work out hard like this, they don't have any idea about nutrition, and they trust these manufacturers. That's why at Health Masters, we've got a product called Fit Food Protein, which is phenomenal, and it has absolutely no aspartame in it, has absolutely no Splenda in it. It's a phenomenal pre-drink workout. Plus, we also have bars that are peanut butter bars that are like snacks that are actually healthy for you that we have that well, they're only they're a couple about, what are they, $3 or $4 a piece? But
yeah,
all
I
even
think
$2 all,
a piece. I think they're like $2.89 or $3.89 a bar.
Yeah, and you can't buy a regular protein bar from a health food store to work out with. It's any less money than that, and they're full of junk. And that's one of our best sellers is the protein bars. And if you're hungry and you got to have something real quick, ladies, reach in your purse, pull this thing out. Guys, reach in your console, pull it out. But, you know, it's best not to get them hot because they don't have a bunch of stabilizers because they're pretty much all natural. Phenomenal products, and we love it. And our protein powder is phenomenal. It's all New Zealand whey. It doesn't have any stevia. It has a little bit of stevia in it, but it doesn't have anything else. It has nothing bad in it. It's clean. I personally use it, and the kids use it. And that's why we have it manufactured that way. And again, thanks for supporting us. It's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com, 1-800-726-1834. What's your next story, Oz?
Well, yeah, and one thing I wanted to elaborate on that, too, is that with the peanut butter bars, I tell people all the time, they make a great snack. Obviously, I don't recommend living on them because I recommend whole, natural food to, you know, eat, you know, organic beef, organic chicken, green beans, stuff like that. You know the whole list of natural foods to be eating on a regular basis. But one thing is if you guys are having an issue with weight control and you're trying to get your caloric intake under control, you're getting your meals spaced out and you're trying to eat every hour and a half to 2 hours to keep the metabolism running, you know, and you're taking your cinnamon extract, you're taking your thyroid support, you're doing everything you want to do, a lot of times life happens and you get busy, you're running around doing stuff, you may not have meals with you, and instead of going and spending $3 or $4 or $5 on a cheapo sandwich or a sub somewhere, take one of these bars. I think they're 220 calories a meal, a bar, so they fit in perfect for a meal guideline for a very small meal. They have peanut butter in them. They're, you know, with healthy fats, healthy protein, whey protein, so you don't get a bunch of added nonsense that you don't need, but
no
they
soy.
Keep your stomach full. They keep your blood sugar very stable. You don't have any insulin spikes, so they're not going to make you hold body fat as long as you don't start eating, you know, 4 or 5 of them at a time. But using them as a small meal replacement throughout the day, if you need them as a backup, if you don't have access to a meal, it'll keep your metabolism running, it'll keep your stomach full, it'll keep you, you know, from craving sugar and a bunch of processed carbs, it'll keep your blood sugar under control. That's why those bars are so popular, that's why we sell them by the caseload all the time, because they're really great things to have on hand on a regular basis. So I thought I would add that in there as well.
Well, and plus, they're clean. I mean, you're not going to, and you know, the other thing too, almost all of the bars, and we did find, so after we left the contest, we did try and looked around a few health food stores, and we found a few bars that did not have junk in them, but they tasted awful. These bars actually taste great. They taste great. And then the other thing I've learned now they're using glucose syrup. That's the new name, by the way, for the high fructose corn syrup. They're calling it glucose syrup. So they take the fructose completely out of it now, and it doesn't have any of that junk in it like that. So they're really, really good bars. So let's go ahead and go to the next story here if we have it. This is out of Shape magazine, and they're talking about well, that's just great. That was the wrong article I just pulled up. How about that? That's the problem when you don't print these stuff up in advance. Okay, this is the one I want to read now. This is the one about alcohol. You know, one of my top 10 magazines, one of my top 10 foods never to eat were alcohol products. And, you know, people say, well, that's not really food. Well, you know, it's made from barley and hops, et cetera, and it has calories in it, so you kind of have to count it as a food, but it's really bad for you. And this is a really good article about this. It says, number one, that people don't realize that it massively increases the risks of head and neck cancer, esophageal cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, colorectal cancer, and more. It also has a massive reduction in B12 vitamin production when you drink because it pulls it back out of your system. It also decreases the vitamin D and calcium absorption in your system. It causes liver damage, cirrhosis of the liver, and it also is a depressant. In addition to that, because of the brain damage from the alcohol, it causes memory loss. And then when you take alcohol away, it irritates it. When you add, what happens to the body right away, and especially the next day, alcohol irritates the stomach and intestines, which causes an inflamed stomach. You are becoming dehydrated because it dumps water back out of your system. It also inhibits glutamate production, is a stimulant whose job is to keep us awake. It also is causing all kinds of health problems as far as with other people around you. I mean, look at this. When you stop drinking alcohol, you're going to have better moods. You're going to save money. You're not going to have any hangovers. You have more time to get things done. You won't have any regrets. For doing something stupid, you have a better memory, a healthier lifestyle. I mean, you're going to increase the risk of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, osteoporosis, and breast cancer. I mean, really, guys? And that's why we say, if you have an occasional glass of beer or whatever, a couple times a year, that's something. But don't be drinking hard alcohol. Don't be doing that. There's some really unhealthy stuff. And the beer, you don't need to be drinking that every day either, because it also decreases the production of an enzyme called lipase. And the lipase helps to burn fat rather than store fat. So you have almost a 40% reduction in lipase when you drink just 1 ounce of alcohol or one beer. That's why you see all these guys running around with big beer guts. And so it's just not a healthy thing to eat or drink, or calories, or anything. Anything you want to add to that, Oz?
Yeah, you're about as correct as it gets. And we've talked about it numerous times, and that's exactly the same point we always get to. There's really not a whole lot of positive elements to alcohol, unless, you're, like I said, you're using it as a social means at a party once or twice a year, then that's something different. But especially drinking on a regular basis. I've known too many people that have been regular, like, week drinkers. They drink during the week, weekday, weeknights, doesn't matter. And I can honestly say I've never seen anything positive come from it, especially long term. And
I've never heard anyone say my life was a wreck and then I started drinking and it got much better. It's always the opposite of that. And I know, and my brother is, I've been very candid about it. He's 74 years old. He's an alcoholic. He knows he's an alcoholic. All of his teeth have fallen out from all of the bone loss. I mean, bless his heart. And he's have all these heart problems from precipitating all of his nutrients and minerals out. I mean, just a wreck. And the sad part about it is, what's he supposed to do? I mean, he's been an alcoholic his whole life. And sadly, I've seen that so many times in my life. And it's sad because most people don't live that long who are alcoholics. And, and you watch that physical deterioration and there's nothing you can do. And the craziest thing about it is that, I was like, I guess I was like 14 years. He was like 14 when I was born. He doesn't even remember me as a child or a kid. He doesn't remember anything, Austin. He's completely clueless. His memories are completely gone from all the alcohol. And it's really kind of sad. It really is. What's your next story?
Yeah, the next story I have on here, the FDA is now claiming that genetically modified anti-Zika mosquitoes are completely safe to release into the general population now.
Yeah.
We've seen entire hysteria.
Move on, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen the hysteria over Zika now, and this disease that's not even proven to be dangerous or what you even get, essentially. We've seen all this hysteria from South America, and we've gone about this numerous times, so I'm not going to go into full detail about it. But, they haven't even been able to link this directly because there have been so many things like the DTaP vaccine that they did and also all the pollutants that they're putting down there in South America causing this. But biotech company Interox Corp announced today that its genetically modified mosquito has been deemed safe for the environment and preliminary findings by the FDA. The genetically engineered mosquito being used in the fight against Zika will not have a significant impact on the environment, the maker claims, citing preliminary findings from the U.S. FDA. Males of the self-limiting strain of the mosquito are modified so their offspring die before able to reproduce, says Interox, a U.S. synthetic biology company. This funny part about this was not really funny, it's actually quite sad, is that it shows you right here how susceptible the entire world is to believing this nonsense. Most people are going to say, oh, this is a great idea, we need to release these. First off, I don't know why we need more mosquitoes in Florida, because we don't have enough here, I guess, obviously. So we need to release more of them here. secondly, how in the world do they have any idea about the long-term environmental effects on anything, including animal or people health, when you're releasing a GMO mosquito, an anti-Zika mosquito, on top of that, into the wild to fight Zika mosquitoes? I don't even know how this works as far as what they plan on happening. Do you have any idea what they're trying to do with this, or is this just another ploy to try and get us to accept more GMO nonsense, Dad?
Well, you know, in a couple of years from now, we're going to have mosquitoes with a 3-foot wingspan with an 18-inch proboscis they stab you with. We'll be having to shoot them with doggone double-op buck trying to kill them out of the skies, and they'll say, oh, there's no relation here. We didn't do that. We don't know where those came from. I mean, why why this happened? Are you kidding me? They'll be running through our screen rooms and hitting the windshields and breaking glass. Maybe they have a bunch of buzzards running around looking like mosquitoes. I mean, there's no problem here. Let's play God somewhere. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, they have no idea. I remember when I was a kid, they introduced these stupid love bugs that were supposed to take over for the mayflies. And the mayflies were bad, don't get me wrong, but the love bugs are 100 times worse. They actually eat the paint off the cars. And so about twice a year now, we have this giant love bug fiasco down here in Florida because they introduced these things into the environment. And it's just sad, Austin. The whole thing's ridiculous that this kind of stuff happens. It's like any time you take a species, genetically modified or not, and you take it out of its natural domain and you put it into another area, it's kind of like putting these pythons in the Everglades, and now we've got snakes down there that are over 20 feet long, and you know they're 4 feet around and you know in circumference, and you're saying, well, that can't be true. It's true. They're down there. They're huge.
Oh yeah.
And I had a friend of mine one time. His name was Joe Crane. He lived two doors down from me. He died, may he rest in peace, a few years ago, and he used to own a car lot down there in Miami, and they used to go hunting in the Everglades, you know, when the seasons were open, like every, you know, weekend, and he had a swamp buggy, and one time they were in the swamp buggy, and they were actually, there was a log across the road, they had to get out and move the log, and so they got out and started walking towards the log, and the log slithered off into the doggone Everglades, you know, it was a snake, and then they ran back to their trucks to shoot the doggone thing, and they left their guns in the truck. And then basically by the time they got to it, it was gone and buried under the Everglades. I mean, they have python roundups now in the Everglades, but those things are so stealth, you can't get those things. Well, they get a dozen of them last year, and there's hundreds of thousands, they say. They have no natural predators down there because they're like the dominant alpha food thing in the food chain. I mean, they eat all the baby gators, they eat all the birds, they eat all the raccoons, they eat all the squirrels. The whole ecosystem in the Everglades has been decimated now by these giant carnivorous snakes. Nothing wrong here. Move on. Nothing's going to happen with this. Are you kidding me? Let's put some genetically modified mosquitoes and see what the heck that turns into. Oh, ridiculous. What's your next story, Austin?
Well, I think while we're at it, we need to let some GMO pythons down in the Everglades, too.
Well, let's see. I think they do. Maybe they'll get me 60 or 70 feet tall. Maybe we should pump up some T-Rexes while we're at it, man.
I'm sure they do it if they can. I remember a couple months ago, there's that article that came out with one of the scientists that actually helped them produce the first Jurassic Park, and he said that they're still trying to figure out a way, and they think they've stumbled upon it now, in order to build and, you know, erect new dinosaurs again, but they're still years and years away from doing it. But my question is, why? Did nobody watch that movie? I figure it doesn't go well for anybody when you try and clone stuff like that. So that's interesting.
Oh, by the way, Germany had a nationwide election yesterday, but apparently they weren't voting for who the prime minister was going to be, so Angela Merkel wasn't kicked out. But three of the states now have massively lost votes for the general party against Angela Merkel. And they're saying now so basically Germany won't change its policy even after gains for the anti-refugee AfD party. And the sad part about this is these are the areas that the people who basically, one of the guys says in here, why don't we go ahead and send 1 million refugees to your part of Germany real quick, and then that way you can vote next time like we're having a vote now. We don't want these people here. And the sad part about all of it is, Austin, is that the German people have been so conditioned through Tavistock programming, and you know, and through Leipzig and all of the stuff they've done with the TV over there, to never say anything bad about anybody, or else they're a racist. Or never say anything bad about anybody because they're a Jew hater. Never say anything bad about anything because it's the Third Reich. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the sad part about it is they can't even talk about the truth now when their girls and their women are being raped all over the place in Germany. And now they're having to do videos. The government's actually putting out videos on the proper way for men to have sex with women and not to batter them while they're doing that. Are you joking? That's how messed up these cultures have become. And sadly, the vast majority of the population still in Germany still wants to have all of these migrants pouring in. They're going to continue with the immigration policy that Merkel set up.
It's almost mind-boggling. They have like 5 million Muslims over there now. It's right at 5% of the population. And the thing about it is, too, remember, a lot of these Muslims are citizens, and they're also voting in these elections. And so once that tipping point gets reached, and you get more and more and more people voting against everything, that you know, as far as trying to get these guys back out, they want to keep them in, it's hard to control it. What's your next story?
Well, yeah, and I even remember when you came back last year from Germany, and you said it was so crazy because you talked to people, a large portion of the people over there, and nobody even really knew anything about it. They acted like everybody was just kind of like, oh yeah, that's just, it is what it is, you know, we just kind of deal with it. It's just like you said, we can't say anything or else we're Nazis, you know, if we do anything about it we're arrested. Everybody just kind of is real passive over there, and it's sad because that's what they're trying to instill in this generation now in America. That's why the public school system is so corrupt now, with the Common Core and everything else they teach is just, you know, You're basically, they're teaching you, you're a slave, you follow orders, you don't question anything, and if you do, you get suspended or expelled or arrested. And that's what they're really, really ingraining now in this culture below us. That's why it's so important to at least have your kids in some type of private school or some of the charter schools, or even best yet, homeschool them. Because, I mean, these public school systems are garbage, man. They're flat-out garbage. And that's one thing, you know, that I've been very proud of, that Trump has discussed numerous times, is completely revamping and changing and bringing the school system down to a public, local level, and allowing people locally to get involved, because that's how it needs to be. If local parents, we have local school boards that control everything and can say, hey, we're voting on this curriculum, that curriculum, this is what we're going to bring in, this is what we're going to allow, you know, it allows you to have that option of saying, hey, I don't like it here, I'm going to go somewhere else. But this whole federal mandated Common Core, they say, you know, not all the schools have to follow it. But then what they don't tell you is, if they don't follow the Common Core, then they lose like 80% of their funding from the federal government. So, yes, they are making them do it. They are forcing them to do it. And that's why it's so important to get your kids in a right mindset and make them understand that we're not serfs. We're not slaves. We don't have to follow orders. We have the right to say no. We don't have to be obedient little serfs and run around and say, yes, master, yes, whatever you want. That's what they want everybody to believe. That's why everybody in Europe, well, not everybody, but a large portion of Europe now has become so complacent, even having the Muslims pour in and rape all their families. It's what's happened over there, and it's really sad, actually. It's really sad.
Well, the truth about the matter is, Austin, is that the people, we have more news about what's going on in Germany because of our free press here than they have in Germany.
I know.
You know, only some of the alternative newspapers over there, the mainstream media, remember, they're Rothschild controlled still too, which means George Soros is controlling all of that, which means, you know, this is how it all works. They're as muzzled and is basically brainwashed, if not more so than we are here in the United States. It's really sad. I mean, it really is sad, because they want to turn us into a globalist one world community in which everybody just takes orders from the banks, and it's sad. But, you know, I talked about this last night on Hodge's show. You know, once we get 10% of the population completely awake, which I think we've gotten to that point now, because look what's happened with Trump. Millions and millions of Democrats are coming over now to the Republican Party. He's like all the Reagan Democrats are coming back to the Republican Party because they don't want to put a criminal in the White House with Hillary. And once you have enough people that are awake like this on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans and Libertarians, once they're awake enough, I believe we've got over 10% now. I believe we've got over 30 million awake. And since once that happens, you reach what's called a tipping point. And that tipping point can force change for the entire country, unless they take us to war. And we discussed this at length last night on Dave Hodges' show. He asked me what the next move was going to be, and I said, well, they may be willing to go ahead and take us to World War III and use the Korean Peninsula as a precipitating incident. They tried to do it already with Russia, and Russia wouldn't bite. And they tried to do it already. Russia said, no, we're not going to go to World War III over this, over Syria. And so that's what's sad about all of this stuff. They're pushing everywhere they can. They'll be pushing against China again, pushing against Russia again with the Korean Peninsula. And it's going to be sad. If we start just dropping a bunch of bombs on North Korea, it could be a mess. I mean, they could actually launch a false flag and say they were launching nuclear weapons. They've been telling us little by little they have ICBM technology now, and they're putting satellites in orbit. If they have any of that technology, it's because Hillary Clinton gave it to them as Secretary of State, because she also gave them the information on nuclear bombs and how to do all of that. So this whole thing is crazy. I remember back in the 90s when they couldn't produce a submarine that would that we couldn't track with the Chinese. They couldn't. They were all noisy. They had these noisy propellers on them. They couldn't do anything. Clinton actually sold the silent shaft technology for the submarines through to China, and he also sold the guidance systems for the intercontinental ballistic missiles. You don't remember this, Austin, because you were too young. So yeah. They didn't have a guidance system that would work. They couldn't produce one because it's so complicated. We sold them their guidance systems for their intercontinental ballistic missiles, and we sold them their silent shaft technology for the submarines. You guys can look it up. And Clinton just basically gave it to them. And see, that was all these sweetheart deals, I'm sure, for the Clinton Foundation to be reimbursed through. So this is some crazy, crazy stuff that they've done. I mean, look what we did with the Soviet Union and all the stuff we shared with them in the Soviet, in all the dark, you know, when all the quote-unquote Cold War stuff was going on. I mean, it's some nutty stuff that's happening. And you got to remember, guys, almost all of this is obfuscation. Here's an interesting article. Pharmaceutical giants caught supplying Mexican drug cartels with tons of bulk ingredients to manufacture methamphetamines. This is from the Free Thought Project. The companies are accused of providing the Mexican drug kingpin Ezio Vasquez with several tons of ephedrine, knowing that it would be used in the production of methamphetamine. Prosecutors have said that there are 7 executives who were charged with crimes, but they have not named these executives or the companies they represent. However, Reuters uncovered that Sterup and Andicon are 2 of the 3 companies involved in the charges. The companies have claimed that they had no clue. Of course, I need 2 tons of methamphetamine. Do you mind selling me that? I have no clue on who was buying the drugs. But prosecutors say they have evidence proving that the executives had full knowledge of what they were involved in. Wow. This is worth about 360 million euros. Huge amounts of ephedrine. I mean, unbelievable loss. I mean, you know what makes me angry? When I go to the drugstore and I got a cold or whatever, I got to buy some Sudafed, the old pseudoephedrine hydrochloride stuff. I got to break out the driver's license. They got to get my phone number. They got to get my address. They've got to get my signature. I mean, they got to have all of this stuff because I need a nasal decongestant that actually works. Now, by the way, if you are using the Sudafed for nasal decongestant, be very careful not to overdose on it because it can cause your prostate gland to swell. And it can actually cause you not to be able to urinate if you overtake too much of that stuff. And you may actually have yourself catheterized because of that. So I've seen that happen before. So you got to be really, really careful. Don't OD on pseudoephedrine hydrochloride. I had no idea until here recently that was one of the side effects of that product. But, you know, in moderation, that stuff's going to be okay. But I sure wouldn't take it on an ongoing basis, especially if you're having prostate problems already. What's your next story, Oz?
Yeah, no way. Sudafed's a serious compound. It should be only used as the last resort if you're having just really, really bad cold. You know, nose draining that won't stop. But, yeah, the fact that they sent them all that, I mean, what does somebody need, you know, 2 tons of Sudafed for? I mean, give me a break. In raw bulk. It's not like they're having it blister packaged to them. They're sending them in raw bulk. But we just need that for some extra Sudafed down here. We're not making meth with it.
And they're sending it to Mexico. I mean, remember years ago we had that. Remember we had that company out of Africa, and they wanted to what did they order? They wanted to order creatine from us.
Yeah,
and of course they were using it to cut cocaine or something crazy with it. We found out they weren't even legit. They were using a stolen credit card, and we looked into it. We said absolutely not. We're not shipping anything to Africa. We've tried to ship to the dark continent before, is what it's called, and everything gets stolen. You can't get it back. It's gone, and the credit cards are always stolen. And I told you guys. I said absolutely not. We're not shipping anything in Africa. I said this is not good. Nobody needs 500 bottles of creatine. I said this is crazy. And so,
we've had a good couple customers in South Africa, but the problem is the postal service down there. I don't know if it's so corrupt, they're so unorganized, or both. But we'll ship stuff to them, and they can't get it. It just sits in limbo for months on time, and then it shows back up at our office 6 months later. So if any of our listeners are living in South Africa, I apologize. I would love to help you guys out more. I would love to sell you vitamins. I would love to keep you guys healthy. But we can't do it. We can't ship anything to South Africa.
Well, can't we do it with FedEx and UPS?
We can ship UPS, but it's pretty. I mean, the
really expensive.
The cost on it's pretty outrageous. Most of the shipping UPS is anywhere from around $300 to $500 international shipping charge to ship it to South Africa.
That's just unbelievable.
It's not worth it. I mean, you'd have to order massive bulk, like 500 cans of creatine.
All right. What's your next story, Oz?
Next story. Well, this is interesting. I get another one on metformin. Surprise, surprise. As you guys haven't realized, if you've listened to our show at all, metformin is not something we recommend. Now, a new popular diabetes drug, metformin, is in a new study again showing that it increases the risk of vitamin B12 deficiency and anemia. Metformin is the most commonly used drug to treat type 2 diabetes, so millions of people are taking it, usually for a prolonged period of time. Crandall added that some people also take the drug to prevent diabetes and to treat polycystic ovarian syndrome, one of the most common causes of female infertility. So what they did was, at the start of the study, they had more than 3,000 participants over the 25-year mark, over 25 years old, and had high blood sugar. What they did was they took blood samples from the participants at 5 and 13-year follow-ups. And what they found is the samples helped the team conclude that at year 5, average B12 levels were lower in the metformin group than in the placebo group. Over four times lower, and 4% of the participants on metformin had significantly lower B12 levels. And what was interesting, even worse, approximately 20% of the metformin users compared to the placebo had borderline low B12 levels. And at 5 years, more of the metformin patients had severe anemia than the placebo group as well. And what's interesting about this is they explain it in here. It says the B12 deficiency is caused by the interference of metformin on calcium-dependent membrane action responsible for vitamin B12 absorption. So essentially what this stuff does is it stops the absorption of it. And remember, the human body does not manufacture B12. It has to be supplemented in from either outside sources, whether food, supplements. We have probably one of the highest quality B12s I've ever seen on the market. And I'm not even saying that to brag. We use our methylcobalamin and a 5,000 megagram sublingual lozenge. You do not have to inject this, guys. I've had so many customers that have been on prescribed B12 injections on a monthly basis. And I mean, every couple weeks, every week, they're injecting themselves with B12. And it works. It gets blood levels up to where they need to be. But the problem is, you got to deal with this on a regular basis. I've had people actually completely stop their B12 injections under the advice of a doctor and go straight on our sublingual B12 sublingual lozenges. They taste really good. They work incredibly good. They get in your bloodstream, not as fast, obviously, as an intramuscular injection, but very close, and you don't have to inject anything. There's no side effects. You feel great. It absorbs great. We use our methylcobalamin, which is the natural form. So if you have low B12, that's your option. If you're on metformin, well, I suggest you talk with your doctor about other options. We have our Hagman blood sugar protocol at healthmasters.com. We've helped a lot of people really get their blood sugar under control. But again, if you're on metformin, you need to discuss it with your doctor before coming off of it. But again, here's just another incentive on why you need to really look if this is the right drug for you to take because of all the side effects. And we've seen the pancreatic cancer that it causes. Now we're seeing that even if you don't get cancer from it, you're going to have significantly low levels of B12. So now you have to supplement with that if you don't already have issues from anemia. So it's just something to stay away from, guys. If there's any other option, you know, like I said, give us a shot if you're interested in the blood sugar protocol on our website. But staying on metformin long term is not something that we recommend.
Well, it causes pancreatic cancer, period. I mean, it's just not, it's just not healthy. And it's just, and it's one of the most prescribed drugs in America today. And then it says right on the label, it says side effects can cause pancreatic cancer. I mean, it's not like they're trying to even hide it. It just is what it is. And, you know, you go to healthmasters.com, you can get the metformin replacement pack. But do not stop taking your metformin, without going through your doctor. That's very, very, very important because he's probably going to want to change your dosing and let you come up with more slowly. And if you're not going to follow the dietary protocol like you need to and stop eating a bunch of junk food and sugar, our protocol may help you a little bit, but you're going to have to make some dietary changes and lifestyle changes on that because you're going to have to stop eating the sugars and a lot of other things, drink more water, take the supplements. So if you're thinking that you're going to take a pill a day and eat what you want to eat and not have any problems, it doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. I mean, I can sit there and tell you that it does, but it doesn't. You have to have a full lifestyle change. You got to get off the fruit juice. You got to get off all the high glycemic carbohydrates. doesn't mean you can't eat, you know, carbohydrates, but you just have to stay away from the high glycemic ones. You've got to realize that there's some natural changes you've got to make. You've got to stop drinking as much coffee. You're better off just completely get off coffee and use the purple sticks. There's all kinds of things that you're going to need to do if you want to control your blood sugar naturally if you've been diagnosed with adult onset diabetes. I mean, I'm just being honest with you guys now. You're doing it the easy way is just taking a pill and hoping that you don't get pancreatic cancer. But then you feel so bad on that product, you feel awful all the time. So I don't know, Austin. To me, the easy way is just to eat clean all the time. It really is. Here's another article. Oh, by the way, our website is healthmasters.com. We also have a newsletter you can sign up for. Bomb-sniffing dog discovers two Hellfire missiles bound for Portland, Oregon. Okay. Serbia's authorities are investigating reports that a cargo package bound for Portland contained two missiles with explosive warheads on a passenger flight from Lebanon. Television said that the package with two guided armor-piercing missiles was discovered Saturday by a sniffer dog after an Air Serbia flight from Beirut landed at a Belgrade airport. Serbia media says documents listed the final destination as Portland, Oregon. These were for the AGM-114 Hellfire missiles. The American-made projectiles can be fired from air, sea, or ground platforms against multiple targets. The Serbian state news agency Tanang reported that the missiles had been packed in wooden coffins and unloaded at the Belgrade Nikolai Tesla airport, where they were inspected by a bomb-sniffing dog. You know, here's what's interesting about this. We have two missiles with explosive warheads stuck in caskets heading to the United States. I mean, are we supposed to just pretend like that didn't just happen? These are American Hellfire missiles. Oh, nothing to see here. Move on. This is not good. Okay, none of this is good. You know, but the sad part about it is I mean, what's going to happen? Where these things come from? I mean, in the United States, you know, you can still mail stuff, and the post office uses passenger airplanes to deliver a lot of this stuff all over the United States. And the sad part about it is, are they sure? Are they screening everything properly? What if these missiles had timers on them, Austin, to detonate over the Atlantic? I mean, who knows? I mean, this is some crazy stuff. These had live warheads on them. What do you think about that, Oz?
To me, and this is just my speculation, to me it seems like that was a false flag, that something was supposed to get delivered, somebody was supposed to get something, and it got found. I don't see any reason why you would be trying to transfer something like that unless you were trying to set somebody up or set something in motion that shouldn't be set in motion. I think there'd be a lot more efficient ways if you're really trying to move warheads besides putting them on a passenger plane, unless you're trying to set somebody up and blame them for something so you can go invade their country. Or for whatever reason you decide to make a false flag, you pick it. We've done enough of them in the United States.
It almost reeks of the CIA again, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. With the heroin out of Afghanistan, with all the Operation Gladio, with everything they like to get involved in, you know, the drugs from in the 70s, bringing all the cocaine up from the Mexican cartel. Yeah, it sounds to me like somebody was trying to move something and make a nice little false flag set up, and those pesky bomb-sniffing dogs, they got in the way again.
46,000 Pennsylvania Democrats have now become Republicans due to Trump. CBS News.
Wow.
Nearly 46,000 Pennsylvania Democrats have switched to Republican since the beginning of the year, according to Penn Live. Some experts attribute the mass exodus to Donald Trump. There's even a title for the movement. It's called Ditch and Switch, and calls for lifelong Democrats to abandon the party, register Republican, and help ensure Donald Trump's place in the general election. The numbers are similar in other states as well. The paper says in Massachusetts, as many as 20,000 Democrats, and this is Massachusetts, about as liberal it gets, have gone from blue to red this year, with Trump cited as a primary reason. And in Ohio, as many as 1,000 blue-collar workers have promised to switch parties and vote for Trump. This is CBS News. I think these numbers are much, much, much higher. And I think they're scared to tell us how. I'm sure, I personally believe nationwide, it's in the millions, Austin. I really believe that.
Yeah, I do too. A lot of people are just starting to get around it as far as, you know, they're starting to understand that we need something different. And the reason why you know that something's really moving, something's in the works, that they don't want him in office, is the amount of negative feedback we're getting so hard. Like you saw what you were saying with the Chicago protest. You know, Chicago is just riddled with crime. I pulled that up earlier in there. There were 444 people shot and killed last year. There were a total of almost 3,000 people shot or wounded from shootings in Chicago last year. That's a violent, violent city, by the way. If everybody understands those numbers, 3,000 people shot in 1 year, that's
it's
violent
gun-free
city.
Zone. It's gun-free zone. No, no gun.
Yeah.
how's that working out for you, Chicago? How's that gun-free zone working?
Yeah, to expect their behavior to be anything better than horrible is kind of funny to me, because, I mean, when you take society like that and you restrict them, you restrict them, you restrict them, and then you allow basically crime to run rampant and do nothing about it like we see, then you see that type of behavior with a rally. And that's all it was a Trump rally. And a lot of people came there to support him, and a lot of people came there to bash him. But what's funny is I'm hardly ever seeing any type of negative behavior from the Trump supporters. It's always from the people criticizing him. I was watching the video, and there were all these Trump protesters outside, and all these Trump supporters were trying to get to their cars and leave. And they're actually blocking them in, punching on the cars, trying to break through the windows. Why these people want to leave? They're leaving the rally. It's canceled. The protesters made their point. They were so violent, so belligerent, that they decided to cancel the rally. Guess what? You won. You won that battle. Congratulations. You're an idiot. You won. You won by your horrible, horrible actions. That's not enough. The people are trying to leave, and they're blocking the road. They're pulling in from them, 10, 15 people deep, so these people can't leave, and then they're attacking their cars. So if the person drives through all the people, then all of a sudden it's going to be on the news, Trump supporter runs over 15 black men at Trump rally. That's going to all be over the news. They know that. They were trying to incite violence. They were inciting a riot. All of them should have been arrested. The problem is there are too many of them for the police department to handle.
Well, you know, of course, I know this, and you know this for sure. You know, if Hillary Clinton becomes president and she gets rid of the Second Amendment, all of those people shooting all those people in Chicago, they're going to all turn in their weapons because they're all law-abiding citizens. You know, and that's the irony of this whole thing with the loss of the Second Amendment rights, is when all that stuff starts to happen, people don't realize that the criminals aren't going to turn their guns in. It's just not going to happen. The criminals are not going to turn their guns in. They have no interest in turning in their guns. They don't care because they're criminals. They don't follow the law. And there's so many hundreds of millions of guns in the United States right now that are legal and millions more that aren't. There's no way, even if you have the Second Amendment revoked, that the people who are criminals are going to turn in any of the guns. And now the only people to be unarmed are the people that are patriots and people that are law-abiding citizens. That's why it's all so stupid. It really is. Here's one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. I actually started laughing, and then I just got so disgusted with it, I thought, you know, unbelievable. Obama is now mocking Cruz at a state dinner and says, quote, "Where else could a boy born in Calgary run for president of the United States?" This is from Gateway Pundit. Barack Obama poked fun of Ted Cruz tonight, saying, "Where else could a boy from Calgary run for president other than the United States?" The Weekly Standard reported, Poole was escorted into the East Room at 8:32, where POTUS had already begun delivering his toast. POTUS spoke for about 7 minutes. The toast was filled with jokes. Among them, "If things get out of hand, remember, the prime minister used to work as a bouncer," referencing singer Justin Bieber. I mean, unbelievable. This whole thing is just so nuts that this guy who was born in Kenya, and we all know that, who Trump straight called out a couple years ago about it, is making fun now of Cruz. It's almost as if it's in your face. "I'm in your face. Ha, ha, ha. I did this. We're not going to let Cruz do this. Too bad for you guys." I mean, unbelievable, Austin. I mean, really? I mean, are they really gonna? Are they really this just in your face, son?
I think they are. I think it's also too that, I mean, there's a possibility that they know there's other things behind the scene going on right now, and they know more about what's going to happen, so they don't care. They're just blatantly obvious about it. I mean, that's why I said before. I mean, I will be very excited to see what Donald Trump can do, but I will actually be quite surprised if he really does take the oath and is sworn in the office uncompromised and alive. I will be surprised, quite frankly.
Also, a lot of it's going to depend on who they put in as vice president, because if they put another government insider in as vice president, then they may do the assassination route. That's what happened with JFK and Lyndon B. Johnson. You know, that's
the
same
thing that happened with Reagan.
That's right. Former head of the CIA almost became president after 30 days because they never thought he'd be elected, you know, legitimately. Of course, he was 8 years later, but that wasn't really legitimate either. I don't believe that. Oregon government signs law that will wipe out coal-generated energy in phases through 2030. CNS News. With the stroke of the Governor Katie Brown's signature on Friday, Oregon became the first state to eradicate coal from its power supply through legislation and now boasts some of the most stringent demands for renewable energy among its state's peers. The new law will wipe out all coal-generated electricity in phases through 2030 and requires utilities to provide half of the customer's power with renewable sources by 2040, doubling the state's previous standard and probably tripling the utility bill. Remember, these guys are such hypocrites. They pour the power in from the Montana coal power plants. They pour it in. Probably third quarter, 45-40% of the power that goes into Oregon comes out of Montana's coal power facilities. They're not going to regulate those. They're just going to make sure they don't have any coal power plants in their state. See, this is what happens when this green agenda goes berserk. These coal-powered plants have scrubbers on the stacks. They clean the smoke up. Nothing comes out of the stacks. I mean, and you know, it's ridiculous that they don't allow these plants to continue to run. They're a lot better than nuclear energy. They don't leak like a sieve. And it's something that we need to realize that we need to have in the United States with clean coal, clean technologies, and allow it to run. Obama's shut down over 200 coal-powered plants since he's taken office, and that's why in some areas the utility rates have gone through the roof, Austin. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And they've already proven with Solyndra that they can't promote utilities companies, you know, with photocells. And plus with the chemtrails, the photocells and the solar panels don't work very well because too much light's being cut out of them. What do you think, Oz?
Well, yeah, and I mean, the problem is we're seeing exactly what's going on with these nuclear power plants. I mean, down here in Florida, we got the one leaking in Biscayne Bay. We got the one up in New York, and we got the one out in California. All these nuclear power plants are starting to have severe, severe infrastructure maintenance problems. And the problem is, this isn't stuff that you want leaking out into the groundwater, into the aquifers. Just even, I mean, we see how bad was going on with Fukushima. So I mean, it keep making people get rid of coal power plants when they have them so doggone efficient now. I mean, we see what they've done with the new diesel trucks. I mean, they have the emissions, which I'm not a huge fan of as far as how they built them, but they make the diesel truck so clean with the filter, the DPF filter, and the urea, that, I mean, there's virtually no emissions coming out of a diesel truck. Granted, the fuel mileage gets horrible when they do it, but there's no emissions. And they do the same thing with the coal power plants. Now, the same idea of the DPF unit is used with the scrubbers, as you just mentioned. So shutting down these coal power plants that do virtually very little, if any, harm to the environment, very little, and trying to go with other options and producing more with nuclear energy where we already know that's having severe, severe environmental problems, as we've seen with Fukushima, makes no sense at all, unless the whole point of it is to completely shut down the American population and infrastructure.
You know, it's interesting, Austin, you know, with Fukushima, let's talk about that for a second, we're almost out of time. Pre-calculated radiation discharges from numerous nuclear power plants all over America and the pre-planned Fukushima disaster. These engineered releases are based on the CIA MKUltra research on how brain function is modified by radiation injection and inhalation. This is a very secret, very sinister, complete evil combination through eugenics and mind control programs. It's an article from Preston James. See, the pre-calculated release of radiation is being done for mind control and for brain damage to the folks that are around. And that's what they're doing. Guys, thank you so much for supporting HealthMasters.com. Thank you for supporting the show. We love you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you for being our listeners. And thank you for being there for us. Go ahead and close, Oz.
Yes, thank you guys. If you need anything, give us a call or check us out at HealthMasters.com. I will be on with you guys, I think, tomorrow. Dad's going to be on another show, so I'll be on with you guys live from 3 to 4. You guys have a blessed night, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Bless you guys.